Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Outrage over the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers is growing. From New Jersey to the U.S.-Mexico border, protesters marching by the hundreds outside a facility near El Paso. And farther south in McAllen, where more than 1,000 detainees, men, women, and children, are being held temporarily. Thousands remain in custody, including the most innocent, the children, caught in the middle of an adult fight.
Clearly the biggest story in the United States. People outside of the United States are looking at us saying, they really did that? What are you doing? So let's concentrate on a two-year-old.
Two-year-old who basically has become the face of this story of children who are removed from people coming to this country illegally, either for a better life or searching for asylum.
Yeah, we know that Trump is separating families. He's separating the kids
right
from the parents. That we know is fact.
And if you want we could talk about it all you want, but until you see an image that captures what this crisis is all about, like the Elian Gonzalez, when we saw that picture of that child hiding in a closet with his uncle, I think, and the ATF officer or law enforcement with the gun. That really ramped up that story how many years ago?
20 years ago.
This story is ramped up now because of one photograph of a two-year-old girl.
So here's what happened. At the border, mom and daughter, who's 2 years old, stopped from coming in. We have to do that. I don't have a problem with that. The Border Patrol agent pats down the mother. I don't have a problem with
that.
She
is not in the photo, but the little girl is looking up at the mom, but you cannot see the mother's face or the mom at all.
The little girl is screaming.
Yeah.
And you can imagine how scared she is. She's already had to enter through the desert, and now she's being stopped by people she doesn't know. Border Patrol agents, they have, you know, firearms, and they're dressed a little scary, and you're 2 years old, right? You're going to be scared. The person who took the picture said he literally had to catch his breath after taking it. This is a guy who has been in Africa and has taken pictures of people with Ebola. He's been in the Middle East in some of the worst places taking pictures. This is his job.
He said, I took only a few photographs and was just overcome with emotion myself. I had to take a moment.
I get it too. Obviously, we have to stop them from coming in. But here's why it really got to him. He knows that this mother and the two-year-old are going to get separated because that's what we're doing.
Right.
He knows that that picture that he's taking of this two-year-old screaming is going to be without her mother tonight. We don't have to do that. We didn't do it in the past, and we don't have to do it now. And what we're doing now is cruel and barbaric. We should stop people from coming in every single time. But you will never get me to say it's okay to take a two-year-old away from her mother. It's not. It is as cruel gets.
And this little girl who is 2 years old, dressed in a bright pink sweater, looking up, crying helplessly, we don't know what will happen to them. That's another part of it, too.
We know they're going to be separated.
We know they will be separated, but we will never know what becomes of the little girl and the parent. And I think that's important, too, that we know as Americans what's going on. This woman may not. This woman may not know where her child is or what is going to happen. It is a moment in time that captures the grief, the horror, the anger, the frustration. I mean, it just encapsulates anything. And you've probably, if you've been on the internet at all today, you've probably seen this viral photograph. Unfortunately, we can't tell you anything else because the Border Patrol moved on and the photographer moved on. We will never know what happened to this family. And that's another sad part of it, too.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Two.
So we talked about the two-year-old screaming, picture taken. Let's talk about another two-year-old. There is a pediatrician named Dr. Colleen Kraft. She was called out to come and see some of the children who have been taken away from their parents.
She is a I forget her title, but she is with a group that basically looks over the health of children, right?
Yeah, she's a prominent pediatrician.
Yeah, and she said, people that work for her said, you need to come and look at this. So she drove down to McAllen, Texas, mm-hmm. and she said what she saw sickened her.
Here are the rules. After kids are taken away from their parents, you're not allowed to console any of the children. So there's this other two-year-old girl that she sees screaming, pounding her fists on a mat. No mom, no dad. No one can touch her. They're not allowed. You can't hold her. You can't pick her up. And you can't let her know everything's going to be all right.
You can't bond
That's
with her.
The rule.
Right.
That is I almost cursed. That is one of the worst. That is the blanketiest rule I've ever heard in my life.
She said one thing became immediately clear. Those who work at the shelter, and she didn't name names, were doing what they could to make sure the children's needs are met. They are fed,
yeah.
They are clothed, they have a roof over their head, but they are not to pick up or touch the children. They cannot find the parents and get the parents. They cannot address the critical emotional needs of the children needing to be consoled at 2, at 7, at 10, whatever. There are reports that there are teenage girls taking care of toddlers that they've never met and are not family members because no one else will do it. Changing diapers, holding these children, trying to console. So basically what you have is a 2-year-old who's being traumatized by the government, and then what you have is a 14-year-old who's never been a parent before trying to do what she can. That's not fair to her either.
The people that are caring for the children's needs, like food and water, a blanket, and you know, a bed to sleep in, they can't speak to the kids because of the language barrier. So the kids aren't being spoken to because there's a language barrier. They're not being held. They're not being told everything's okay. What some parents are told before their kid is taken away, this is happening in America. Listen to this. What some parents are told before their kids are taken away, we're going to take your child for a bath. And they escort the child out. That's the last time mom sees him or dad sees him for
right.
a long period of time. Who does that? It's not American. Mm. That's not the American way.
I know.
That's horrendous.
There's a child psychologist who said children under 10 are a deep concern that this is happening to, this trauma. Those under 5 should get us all running around with our hair on fire to get this practice stopped, because attachment issues down the road cause severe emotional trauma. And those with attachment issues are more likely to become addicted to drugs, more likely to become criminals, more likely to break the law. So what you have is a set of children, and it could double from 30,000 to 60,000 by next month. You have a whole generation of children that are being traumatized knowingly by the American government. I never thought I'd say that. Knowingly being traumatized by the American government in the name of immigration reform, that I guarantee we will have to pay for their psychological help and mental health for probably the rest of their lives, if not until they're 18.
It's shameful.
It is.
It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. And shame on the president. Shame on him, because he's lying about this. He's saying that it is a democratic law that basically takes children away from parents. There is no law in the books. That is a lie. Shame on Donald Trump.
Young children are now curled up in balls because they won't speak, because their needs are not being met.
This didn't happen before.
No, no.
This didn't happen.
Other presidents did not do this.
No. And for those of you who say, well, Obama did it, wrong. There were unaccompanied minors coming over during the Obama years. They didn't have parents to be separated from. They didn't come over the border with their parents. They came alone. So we had to house them alone.
But we don't
have to do that here.
I don't understand why anybody who is a parent, Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump, Sarah Huckabee Sanders,
you're talking about
how
politicians,
you can sit there,
man.
But how you can
Nancy
sit there
Pelosi,
with a straight face and say, this is not our problem.
It's both parties, but Trump is the one that's really wrong here.
Don't blame me.
Right.
Blame the other
person.
How can you say that?
It's Congress, both sides, and the president. But the president is leading on this. And this is about the worst. This is the worst thing that he's done. And that says a lot. He's done a lot of crap things. I think he's done some positive things, too.
But knowingly setting kids up for additional trauma.
He wants the wall. And he's willing to punish the children for it. Period.
Well, I'd go further than that. I wouldn't say punish. I'd say terrorize. He's inflicting trauma on these kids for a bleeping wall.
The Big Four at 4. We bring you 4 big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. Still to come, story 3 and 4.
The Big Four at 4. Big story 3.
All right, so the separation of children from their parents continues under Trump's zero-tolerance border policy. Is the Trump administration deporting parents without their children?
Now, we know of one story of a woman who who came here illegally from, I think, Brazil. She had to wait 8 months to get her child back. 8 months. One woman, though, is claiming that she was already deported and she didn't know where her child was.
Yeah, mom is saying, I can't go without my son. She's pleading as she's being deported.
Right.
Listen, she should be deported. She snuck into the country. Let's deport her. I'm all for it. But you better get her son with her. Why are we? So we're separating children from their parents, and we're sending their parents back, but we're keeping the child here? How does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense because it's not congruous. You've got to figure out, if you're going to do this, which is abhorrent, track with the parent. You're not going to, I swear, we are going to wind up with a generation of Hispanic children because of this major screw-up by this administration. You're going to get children lost, and God forbid if those children are harmed, or physically harmed, because psychologically they're already harmed, but physically harmed or killed on your watch.
Well, physically they're being taken care of. Mentally, they're being tortured. They're not allowed to see their parents. They don't understand the language. No one is coming over to console them because the rule is you can't touch them or hold them or make them feel better. So this is just one story of a mom who's 25, snuck in with her 8-year-old, and they got separated. And they figured out a way to deport the 25-year-old mom without her son. Don't you see how wrong this is? Don't you see how dangerous this is? Don't you see how un-American this is? I mean, it's hard to believe that we're doing this. I understand we need to be tough with immigration. I get it. I don't like some of the rules. I don't like the catch and release. I don't like it. But, you know, sometimes you just got to be a human being.
Sometimes you got to do the right thing because it's the right thing.
Why can't you deport them both?
I don't get it.
Why do you have to separate them in the first place? And if you're going to deport mom, why are you leaving the 8-year-old here?
And if you think we sound, you know, too emotional or we're, you know, too soft or whatever.
Tough, then change the channel.
Think about this.
Change the channel.
No, hold on. Think about this. We're paying for all this and we don't need to. We are paying to house people separately, to feed and clothe them separately, and then to transport them separately. So why are we Donald Trump may get a wall, but it's going to cost us millions more for him to get a wall because of his decision to take children from their family. It makes no legal, moral, ethical, political sense for him to do this at all.
He keeps saying there was a law passed by the Democrats, and that's to blame for family separation policy. He's lying. There is no law. There never was a law. There is no law that requires families to be separated at the border. He's lying to you, as he often does.
But he's doubling down.
Tripling.
Triple,
by the
quadruple.
Way, sorry, 7 times he's said this. He's lying. Go look it up.
Mm.
The Big Four at 4.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
Well, 60% of Americans disagree with Trump's zero tolerance policy at the border. I wish it was a little bit higher.
New CNN poll says, as you said, 60% said they are disapproving of the way the president is handling this immigration policy. I can't blame them, and I cannot understand why people are supporting the president on a basic humanitarian level. Why would you want your children taken from you when they didn't have to be?
There's a better way to do this. There is. There's always a better way than punishing children for something their parents did. Here's the other argument, and we've heard this from Governor Jan Brewer, who joins us on Wednesday, and I think she's right here, and I'll bring it up. The children's parents who make the decision to sneak into the United States, that is punishing their children.
True.
You're coming over the desert? That's not easy. That's traumatizing.
Absolutely.
That's not a fun thing.
Nope.
And I think Governor Brewer is right, and she brings that point up, and I agree with her. But we don't have to make it worse.
Why are we adding to it? And that's the part I don't understand. And, I mean, Jeff Sessions almost smirks when he's talking about this. Like, ooh, this is the best thing ever. You don't realize the ramifications from this. And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, I'm big softy. I'm just trying to think of a two-year-old that wants its mom. Just a two-year-old. Why would you inflict any kind of pain on a two-year-old or a seven-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 14-year-old? Why would you separate them for weeks, maybe even months, when you didn't have to do it? Okay, zero tolerance. Means justifies the ends, right?
Shameful.
I know of other people, other places. Our grandparents and parents talked about people like that, and we went to war against people like that.
Laura Bush, former First Lady, is comparing the border enforcement to Japanese-American internment camps. We'll go into that a little bit later. That is a strong, strong message sent by a former First Lady. And there are other. Listen, Melania Trump doesn't like it either. She's almost speaking out against her husband.
There is now a hashtag on Twitter that is Trump concentration camps now. I mean,
I don't want to go to. It's not a concentration.
I totally hear you, but the reaction from the public has been so just outraged.
Good.
But people in Washington are tone deaf to this
stuff. I know. Shame on Trump. Shame on the Republicans and shame on the Democrats because they're not doing anything about it. And as it continues, we'll hear more parents and children being separated. There's a better way to do it. Washington is just an absolute disgusting mess. Mm. It's shameful. That's it. The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, last week I was out. I was sick. And I went on vacation, not necessarily in that order. I took the most frustrating vacation of my entire life. And I'll explain why next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, glad to be back. I took some vacation with
the
family.
Who are you?
Yeah. My name is Mac Watson. I'm employed here at KTAR for the past 10 years. But, boy, it was a long week last week, that's for sure. My wife had a conference in California, so we decided she would go to the conference, and we would take the kids, and we would make kind of like a road trip out of it, okay?
Sure.
It was the most frustrating vacation I ever went on, and my wife kind of sort of figured out what happened.
She was being difficult.
So, my wife, I wish.
I don't think that was the
case. No,
no. What was the case?
So my wife and I, we made these plans, blah, blah, blah. And one of the plans was to take the kids, like I said, to California. She had a conference in Temecula. We would stay in Temecula, and then, you know, we would go to the beach one day. We'd go to Legoland another day.
Well, the kids would love that, I would think.
Right, right. So we start finding out that sister is getting really nervous and concerned about going to California.
9 years old.
Traveling. We get to California, and we find that the conference place that I was going to hang out at with the kids, and we go to the pool, doesn't allow anybody under the age of 21 in the pool. We can't hang there.
Not so family now, friendly.
I got bingo.
Yeah.
So I've got to find a place or stuff to do with the kids.
Yeah.
And sister was absolutely belligerent, rude, dismissive. And this went on for a couple of days.
She's
toward me.
She's uncomfortable.
Toward me.
Scared. Uneasy, I guess.
Well, yes, yes, and yes. Mm. But it was my wife who put it all together that my wife just flat out asked her, are you being mean to dad because you want to spend the day with mom? And my wife's brilliant at this stuff. I would have never guessed this because I couldn't figure out what was going on. I mean, I would ask her a simple question and it would either be ignored, dismissed, I'm stupid, you know, she was just acting out. And I'm thinking, wow, I don't know what's going on. She figured that if she acted bad enough, mom would have to take her to the conference and she could hang out with all of mom's friends.
Yeah. It's interesting you
say
that.
So for 3 days, it was nothing but tearing my hair out.
Yeah. But the baby is all over you. I mean, the baby wants you and not mom. Your daughter wants mom, but not you.
True.
It's tough, man.
True.
I've got to
watch both of them.
Yeah, it's not a fun situation.
So it was so frustrating, but we made the best of it, and we actually went to Legoland and had a good time there.
Good.
And then we came home and got sick. So it's just one thing after another. But I have never been on vacation and thinking to myself, why isn't anybody having fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just the weirdest thing.
Yeah, you should be having fun with the kids.
Right.
I mean, Now, later in life, when you go back and see your parents and that stuff, that's a trip. That's not vacation.
Right. Right.
But you're taking your little children. And,
saw stuff and we went places.
One of the first trips probably going to be a little bit tough.
Just rude. Absolute rude thinking, well, I'll just go to the conference with mom. Oh,
yeah.
Yikes.
Next time, take me and Lloyd. Pay for us. We'll be nice. Pablo, too.
Oh, Pablo's got to go, too? Okay.
Well, it's good to have you back, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, that's for sure.
Coming up next, can senators, including Jeff Flake, stop President Trump from separating illegal immigrant children from their parents next?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, like I said before, you know, Trump gets some stuff right. The problem with him is he's morally bankrupt. And right now, his immigration policy is getting a moral reckoning by the people. Separating children from their parents at the border is disgusting. We talked to John Hook, Fox 10, a little earlier. Listen to what he said very carefully. He wants to put this in a little bit of a different perspective. Take a listen.
For better or for worse, there needs to be some perspective on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are doing this in America right now. Almost 21,000 kids are in foster care because their parents have been put away in prison, okay? We're doing this right now in America. I want somebody to please describe the difference between a kid who's in that situation because their parents were sent to jail in America.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm dead serious. Why is that different?
Okay, I can do that, John. I can do that. There's a big difference in when DCS steps in and removes a child from the home. And that difference is there is someone who will touch that child, get it the counseling that child needs. There are needs that will be met.
There are sometimes other family members that can step in.
There's kinship placement, John. There are licensed families that will take care of these children. I'm not saying it's perfect, but when you knowingly say, do not touch, interact, hug, or console a child, that is inflicting trauma upon the trauma of already removing the child.
I get that. But again, we are doing this right now, okay? This is happening in America right now with kids.
But, John, they've already gone through the process, too. They have been found guilty by the law.
There's a process here, too. There's a process here, too. And I think, again, there's an emotional thing going on here, and that's great. There should be. I'm a parent. I get it. I don't like this. But we've got to keep in mind that when you cross this border for the safety of the people crossing it, you better have strong deterrence, because people die crossing that border. Bad consequences happen. That has to be seen as well.
Why don't you just let the children stay with the parents, though, John?
But if they stay with the parents, they're now around a lot of other adults who are strangers, too. I mean, that can also be a dangerous situation for that kid. So, I mean, unless you can monitor everybody 24/7, I don't know. There is not a great solution. Here's what I do believe. We are getting to a critical mass where they're going to have to figure something out. And that may be a good thing in the long haul.
When you say figure something out, you're talking about Congress? You're talking about the president?
I'm talking about immigration reform, that they may finally have to get off the dime and make something happen.
Yeah, they're never going to get anything done. John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. I mean,
you don't think so?
No, they've never gotten anything done. They've never been able to do anything
for
immigration.
Well, the fact that they never have doesn't mean they never will. Well, nobody would have thought, you know, that we would have been meeting with North Korea either.
If I'm a betting man, I don't bet on Congress. I never bet on Congress. I think Congress is worse than Trump. I thought Congress was worse than Obama.
John, when you start with the premise of the Democrats can solve this problem, which is an absolute lie, you're starting with a premise that it's not going to get fixed.
There's a law on the books against improper entry at the border. It says nothing about separating children and parents. There's an anti-trafficking statute that is on
the books. Yeah, but it was looked at by the courts, and there was a legal agreement in 1997, which kind of set up this whole
true.
Thing.
This is in 08. This law says nothing that children must be taken away from the parents. The Trump administration is doing this because they want to do this, and they think that it'll be a big deterrent, and now they're kind of getting caught with their pants down because nobody likes this.
I don't know if it's as much the deterrent part. I know they've taken a hard line just overall on immigration. This has been a byproduct of that that's been very, very unpleasant and unfortunate, no doubt about it.
But what's the end game, John? What is the end game here?
They're going to have to solve it. Trump has said he's ready to move on even the more moderate immigration proposal that they're looking at in Congress.
So, John, he's using the children as a bargaining chip then. It's political leverage. That's what it is.
You don't think that both sides are using this as political leverage?
But, I mean, come on. Let's make it so awful for these children. Let's take them away from their parents, and let's use it to get my wall.
Okay,
I mean, that's why they're doing it.
What would you do with these kids instead? What would your solution be?
It wouldn't be to separate them from their parents.
And it certainly wouldn't be to let caregivers not touch
them. Okay, they just stay with their parents incarcerated with a bunch of other adults?
The whole thing has changed since
Trump's zero-tolerance
policy. Well, here's the other option.
Then you catch and release. You set a court date, you catch and release. That's what we were doing before. You set a court date that nobody honors, and people are released, and they never come back.
Well, why don't you fix it instead of...
That's what I'm saying.
But they're not fixing it.
This may be the impetus to fix it.
But listen to what you're saying, John. You're saying that they're using this... They're using the children, they're punishing the children for their parents' decision to sneak into the country, and Trump's using it to get his wall. And Democrats are using it to say, he's so horrible.
That the ends justify the means.
It's all political leverage, but what you're doing is you're putting the kids in the middle of it.
But how many times in American history do we only get response, reaction, and eventually legislation because we finally hit a point where people have had enough?
We've had enough with school shootings and nothing's been done. We've had enough with immigration and nothing's been done. We always hit the point where I've had enough, and then they still don't get anything done.
John, how long do you think this could go on, that this separation of the children from their parents, waiting in some cases for weeks? There's even one report, one parent was deported and still didn't have their child back. How long do you think this can go on?
I don't know. But I will say, you've got a situation where finally people on both sides of the aisle are troubled by this whole thing. Nobody likes this.
But I don't think they care enough to get anything done, John. That's the thing. You can punish the children who are snuck in here and they're sitting in a cell all by themselves and they're 2 years old and crying. But that's not going to get a politician to move. They don't move on this stuff. They don't care enough.
We will see if they will move on it. I think these kinds of images push people in directions they may not have gone before. Okay, so again, sometimes you've got to get to a point where people are moved enough to make a change. And listen, I do think this will get solved. I really do.
Before the election?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Before the end of my life? Probably not. All right. Our discussion with John Hook, Fox 10, interesting stuff.
All right, a local immigration attorney weighing in on the Trump administration's policy of separating families at the border. That's on the 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather is all next.